Good evening. Welcome to Trust Wizards Podcast, Outside Broadcast. My name is Chiritso Garbanzo. I'm joined here by the Chief Wizard.
Good evening.
Mr. Kicker of Elves.
Hello.
And making his debut for the Trust Wizards Podcast. It's good to see the Trust Wizards Supremo, Kicker of Elves, giving you a chance to shine and see what it can do on the big stage. It's Kicker Junior.
Hello.
Yes, we're all here.
And we're here in Manchester. We're off to the Academy to see They Might Be Giants. You guys have both seen them before.
Yes.
I have not. What can I expect?
Wait, expect
is it just going to be two people?
No, there'll be a band. I'm thinking, Chiritso, Kicker Junior has seen the band himself. I think it must be about 5-6 years ago.
Probably. It was in London, wasn't it?
It was. It was at the Albert Hall.
Yes.
Oh, blimey.
Yeah, it was going to be a slightly different gig because I don't know if the listener can tell, but Chiritso Junior is a junior, and he was even more of a junior then.
Yeah.
And it wasn't an adult show. It was very much a children's show.
Right.
So their set reflected which albums?
No, and Here Come the ABCs and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, okay.
Yes.
But
today's an adult show. Adult show, that makes
it's an adult show.
Yeah.
Adult.
So there's going to have adult content.
I'm hoping for nudity.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. But
even the band or yourself?
Yeah. Well, you know what happens when I get in a gig.
Yeah.
I think it's more likely to be similar to the set we saw a couple of years ago. I went with Rebel Rickus. The full band. But they did include the puppet show. We had a puppet show in London, didn't we?
Yes, we did. And a floating silver blimp.
That's true, a floating silver blimp, which we probably won't get this time.
Right.
The full
hovering sombrero, maybe?
Who knows? But the gig a couple of years ago was full band, quite loud.
Mm-hmm.
And they played across all the albums, really.
So
although they were touring, I think they were touring Nanobots.
Right.
They played stuff all the way back to the beginning, probably even off the first eponymous album.
I'm just counting up here. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10.
This is 12, gripping, this,
14,
isn't it?
16, 17, 17
Can
albums.
Can I just say, excellent counting there.
17 albums they've done,
right.
Including 5 children's albums.
All right. The latest song is Why.
That's right, yeah. That came out last year. I know a bit of the children's albums, particularly Here Come the 1, 2, 3s, but I shouldn't think we'll hear much of that, will we?
No.
I'm a big fan of the song about the sevens, knocking at the door on there, and High Five, and all those tunes, and There's Only One Everything. But I don't think we're going to hear those.
No, maybe the alphabet ones, though, the Alphabet of Nations.
Oh, yes,
hope for that.
Yeah.
Can you tell us the first 3 countries in the Alphabet of Nations?
Algeria, Bulgaria and Cambodia.
There you go, you see. There's special knowledge in this
excellent
group around this table. It's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
So although, as I say, Why was their last album, I think we're going to hear loads of stuff.
Has that got on that song, Why Does the Sun Shine?
No.
Is that on that?
That's on the Sciences, I think.
Here Comes Science, I think it's called.
Yeah, something like that.
That's a great song. I'd like to hear that. That's not their song, I don't think, but I think that's a cover, maybe.
Is it?
But, I'd like to hear them play that. That's one of my favourites of those kind of songs.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
What would you say your, Kicker Junior, what was your favourite song off Why or their releases from last year?
From last year, that will be something off that Dial a Song, of course.
Yeah.
Probably their re-release of Contra Group from the Elves. They redid it, and I loved it.
All right. Okay. So is that the song you'd most like to hear tonight?
It would have to be, yes.
All right. Okay. And Chiritso, what would you particularly like to hear this evening?
Well, we've got all kinds of the albums I know best. Are Lincoln, really. That's the one
best.
So I'm hoping to hear. Snowball in Hell, Kiss Me, Son of God, Purple Toupee, They'll Need a Crane, all those. Any of those will be fine. Mr. Me, I'm a big fan of Mr. Me, another one, Mr. Me.
I'm not very familiar with that, was it?
It's really a stupid song. The main part of the song is about a man who ended up sad. He ended up sad. He ended up really, really, really sad. He ended up sad.
There's a song about a sad sack, isn't there?
Yeah.
What was that?
Withered Hope.
Withered Hope, you're right.
Good knowledge.
Good call. Okay. Because it's Flood is the album that I know best.
Oh, yes.
Obviously, that's their big hit, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Their breakthrough album, in a way, I suppose.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's lots of songs I like here off there, particularly Your Racist Friend.
Yeah.
I really like that. Letterbox, though, is the song for me. 80 seconds of pure joy.
Very fast, yeah.
Very, very fast.
Well, actually, talking of very fastness,
on the album Apollo 18, which is a big favourite of mine.
Oh, yes.
And there's lots of songs on there that I really like. I've Palindrome Eye is a big favourite of mine.
Very clever song.
But there's a song called Fingertips on there, which is not actually a song, it's just like 20
bits.
Like 5 second snippets of songs. And I've heard that they do play that live.
Yes, so, we've seen that live.
Yeah,
definitely.
I would like to hear that.
No, that's definitely worth seeing, yeah.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, one of the big draws of They Might Be Giants is their lyrics.
Of course.
So perhaps we should chuck in some of our favourite lyrics.
Okay.
Kicker Junior, have you got a favourite lyric?
I would say I possibly have two favourite lyrics.
All right, then.
Firstly, from My Racist Friend, which you mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
That would be, don't shake the... That's wrong, of course, my expertise. Can't shake the devil's hand, then say that you're joking.
Kidding, I think.
Yeah, as you can see, expert knowledge.
Yes, but it's a good line, nevertheless.
It is very good.
And what was the other one?
The other one, hopefully I'll get this right, from The Cap'em, would be...
Something about a hat.
Yes, something about a hat.
Yes.
I'm doing very well.
Can you remember what the line is from the, about the hat? I'm just forgetting. I think that might be the line.
That is the line, yes. My hat looks good on me. Did you say what I think you just said? My hat looks good on me? I agree.
Yeah, that's a good line. Yeah, we like that one. You got a favourite?
Well, quite a few actually. Yeah. I like that, but I can't remember the name of the song. But that one that goes, "Everybody wants prosthetic foreheads on their real heads."
Yeah, that's what I want to rock.
Yeah,
yeah, that's one of mine.
When I was driving once, I saw this painted on a bridge. I don't want the world. I just want your half. From Anna Ng. The whole of I Palindrome Eye, which is a very clever song, but you don't really notice it at the time. But where the backing vocals are replying with weird palindromes, including one that says "Egad, the bass, Egad, a bass tone denotes a bad age."
Can I just say, how come you never look me in the eye? Are you listening to me? Said the man. Not at all, not at all, said the woman to the man. I was thinking of an unrelated thing.
Okay. The song "Oh, You Did," which is a very funny song. Yeah. Seems to be written from the point of view of a parent who's kind of going, "Oh, don't do that. Oh, you did," to their kid quite a lot.
Yeah.
And it says, "Did you just eat a napkin? Find out what would happen." That's good. And what else? The whole of
Dr. Worm.
Dr. Worm.
A bit about the drums is good, and that was I learned how to play the drums.
Yeah.
It's
just a bit at the start which says, "They call me Dr. Worm. I'm Dr. Worm. I'm interested in things. I'm not a real doctor, but I am a real worm. I'm an actual worm. I live like a worm." That bit's kind of.
I like to
weird.
Play the drums. I think I'm getting good, but I can handle criticism.
Yeah.
And I like Whistling in the Dark. There's only one thing that I know how to do well, and I've often been told you can only do what you know how to do well,
and that's
be you.
Be what you like. Be like yourself. Yeah, I've got the same one written down here as well.
I've got I Should Be Allowed to Think, off John Henry. I saw the worst bands of my generation applied by a magic marker to drywall.
There's a lot of in that song. There's a lot of what's that? It's a quote, isn't it? I saw the best men of my generation. Is that First World War poet or something?
Yeah.
But there's in that song he says that kind of thing quite a lot. But yeah, overall, I think there's a song on Flood called Dead, which has the lyric, the repeated lyric in the chorus. Now it's over, I'm dead, and I haven't done anything that I want, or I'm still alive, and there's nothing I want to do.
Yes.
Which is just sums up my life. and because I'm sure I'm such a terrible procrastinate. Again, which I think that's the same song that says, "I will never say procrastinate again."
Yes.
But you know, I am not very good at not procrastinating. So I'm very good at procrastinating. That would be.
Are you sure?
Double negatives,
do you want to think about that?
So you know, I'm sure when I'm dead, I'm going to look back and think, I've wasted that time.
You won't. You'll just be dead.
But now I'm alive,
dead.
And
you'll
I can't think of anything that
you'll
I really want to do.
You'll just be dead. Don't worry about
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Okay.
But you've got a nice pair of slacks. Which he takes, but will only return one of them.
Okay.
Which was off Icky, off Nanobots, which was actually one of my... I think that might have made the best of the year.
Yeah,
of the years ago.
We definitely played that on the podcast, didn't we?
And Can't Keep Johnny Down, that's got some good lines in it, hasn't it?
Yes.
Do you remember the line, "Some dude hitting golf balls on the moon"?
Bathroom in his pants, and he thinks he's better than me.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah.
You probably get that a lot. It was also very good. Although there are millions of
Cephalophores.
Okay, right.
Although there are millions of cephalophores that wander through this world, you've got something extra going on.
What's a cephalophore?
I don't know. What's a cephalophore?
I don't know.
A cephalopod is like an octopus, like on the cover of Apollo 18. Yeah.
That's what it's related to.
Anyway. As much fun as it is sitting here saying Damon Pajana's lyrics to each other,
yes.
The actual people who wrote those lyrics are playing just over the road.
They are.
Shall we make our way over there?
I think we should.
Before we go, how about each of you choose a song to play us
out? Well, Kicker Junior, have you already mentioned the song I think you want to hear, Contra Coupe. So we'll play Contra Coupe, and then we'll follow that by the more obscure Employee of the Month.
You know what's wrong with me, you know phrenology, you saw my injury, you can tell just by looking at my skull.
It's my very first job. I'm working at the Crumb Factory. It's my number one job. I'm employee of the month. Number one crumb making son of a gun. I just need one sandwich, and I'm set all day for making crumbs. Got a job at the Crumb Factory. It's my very first job. I'm working at the Crumb Factory. It's my number one job. I'm employee of the month. Number one crumb making son of a gun. I just need one sandwich, and I'm set all day for making crumbs.
Yes, hello, we're back. This is Kicker of Elves, and I'm here with Kicker Junior.
Hello.
And we're here without Chorizo Garbanzo because we're recording this pretty much the day after the night before. We were a bit too knackered, weren't we, after the gig itself?
We were, yes. It went on quite late.
They played a good 2 hours, They Might Be Giants, and they were fantastic.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We got there in good time, and excitingly enough, I was your plus one on the guest list. Because how come you were on the guest list, by the way?
I am part of the fan club.
Ah.
What's it called again?
The Dial-A-Song fan club, is it? Well, the Instant fan club.
Instant fan club.
Instant fan club, yeah. So you very kindly decided that you'd take me.
Yes.
And I appreciate that. We got there in good time, got a good spec, quite close to the front, I'd say, about 10 rows back.
Yeah, in the middle as well.
Yeah, dead centre. And we were able to enjoy for probably half an hour the backdrop of what looked like a bit like a test card screen, which said, can you remember what it said? It says, They Might Be Giants to the top, and then...
Please stand by.
Please stand by. And we did. We stood by.
We struggled for a moment because we didn't exactly know what to stand by, but...
But we stood next to each other, really.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So I stood by you, and you stood by Chorizo Garbanzo, who stood by someone who we didn't know.
Yes.
And that all worked out very well. The band came on, and they said quite early on, which was quite cool, was that they'd played... This was Manchester Academy 2, and they said that they'd played there previously 24 years ago. So well before you were born.
Yeah.
Seemingly they went down very well, and they went down very well again.
Yes, on the exact same date, I think they said.
Oh, did they? All right, okay. All right, excellent. They started with The Statue Got Me High.
Yes.
Which was a rousing opener, I thought. And then Can't Keep Johnny Down, which we were talking about before the gig.
Yes.
Has been one of our favourites. So that was a great start. Now, normally at these events, Chorizo Garbanzo will keep a detailed record of all the songs that are played so that we can sound knowledgeable when we talk about the set list. But I don't know if you appreciate this. Unfortunately, his pen stopped working. That's not a euphemism. And in fact, his second pen also stopped working.
Unfortunate.
Yes. So we're doing our best to try and remember the set list. We've put together, I think that we've got 30 songs which we think they played. That's a hell of a set, isn't it? Perhaps we won't go through all of them, but we'll talk about one or two of our favourites. It was, I mean, the whole thing was fantastic. They were, as always, very funny between songs, and great musicianship on show. I was particularly struck by how good the drummer was. I don't know if that you noticed that. He was very powerful.
He was. I did notice that, actually.
Yeah.
I was looking at him.
Yeah.
Because they had a camera off the stage.
That's right.
Where the Please Stand By was at the start.
That's right, yeah.
They had a camera off the stage at various angles.
Yeah.
But there. And a lot of them were off the drummer.
Yeah, and he just... Well, hell of a lot of energy, wasn't there? He was great. And also, the other thing that was really noticeable about them is that they change instruments all the time.
They do.
And so at various points, the bass player, who initially was at the back of the stage, came to the front of the stage and played keyboards. We had a chocolate clarinet, was it?
Chocolate bass clarinet from John Linnell?
Yes. And interestingly, not hollow.
No.
He seemed to suggest that it was a solid piece of chocolate. Ah, he played it very well, didn't he?
Yes.
We had accordion, of course.
Yes.
And loads of really, really cool instruments, different vocals, and a range of styles of songs. I mean, they can do your pop rock song, probably in their sleep by now, but they also did electronica. You know, just sort of keyboards, and there was sort of soul singing and rapping and pop songs and jazzy guitar things and bluesy guitar things. I mean, it's quite incredible, really, the range of music that we heard in one set. So let's think then about songs that you like. So early highlights for me, I would say, would be Don't Let's Start, which is one of their earlier songs. That was a great version of that. What about you? Anything you liked in sort of the beginning of the set that struck you as being a cool song?
Well, I would have to say Music Jail from Dial-A-Song last year.
Ah.
It was one of the earlier ones, I think, from Dial-A-Song.
Right.
Maybe in the first few months of the year it came out. But I like the song. It's
But they're probably the ones you know best, aren't they? They're probably the ones you've heard the most.
Because I've heard them most recently, and I've heard them a lot.
Yeah. So that was a good start. I Love You for Psychological Reasons, which is also a Dylan song, I think. Although they described it as a new song, but I think it was one. I think it was one of the very late Dylan song ones.
Was it?
I think so. Maybe.
I don't think I'd heard it until then.
No, well, maybe I didn't pass it on to you. Let's move on. They also played cover versions, which perhaps you didn't totally appreciate. I mean, there was a cover version of Jonathan Richman, not Roadrunner, but they played I Was Dancing in the Lesbian Bar. That was one of their earlier encores. That was great. I really enjoyed that. They also seemingly played a cover of a Destiny's Child song. Now, that might be something you're aware of.
Both of those were done on Dylan Song. I'd heard both of those covers before.
Oh, right.
Yes.
How did you feel about Destiny's Child's Child as they build themselves? Do you remember the story that they were suggesting around that song?
I do, and that was very good. Probably one of the best things they said between songs.
What was that? Can you tell our listener, what did they suggest that they might do?
They said that they were going to build a hotel.
Yeah.
Very high. I can't remember how many floors.
Yeah.
I can't remember where it was either.
Yeah.
But they were going to have the top section as a sort of venue for gigs that would rotate very, very quickly.
Right.
But the centre wouldn't.
Okay.
So they'd have centrifugal force throwing the audience against the side of the rotating top floor as it spun.
Yes.
And they'd be in the centre, held in place.
Yeah. Playing?
Bills, bills, bills.
Yeah. Only.
Yes, because it was unsafe for them to turn it on for more than 4 minutes.
Right, so they would just do a 4 minute centrifugally based set of a Destiny Child cover as Destiny's Child's Child.
Yes.
Yeah. So that was interesting. When they also threw in a song in the middle of a song when they played Particle Man, which is one of our favourites, of course. They went into another song, and at the time, I asked Chorita what that was, and he wasn't sure, but he tells us now, after he's done a bit of research, that it was actually a cover of Here You Come Again by Dolly Parton, which is a fairly unlikely cover version, but nevertheless, it worked, didn't it? It was always like a soul song, and it fitted quite nicely into that. I think, probably in their main set, my favourite song was Twisting, which we'd been listening to, because we listened to Flood, didn't we, driving over?
Yes.
And I'd forgotten how brilliant Twisting was. Now, we've been charged with sort of discussing the gig a little bit and then ending with a song chosen by Chorita Garbanzo. But I think it probably would be okay, I'm sure he won't mind, if we sneak in an extra song here. So we'll just take a break and give the listener the opportunity to listen to Twisting by They Might Be Giants from the album Flood.
She said your gulf is free, and now she's sighing. Blew out your pilot light and made a wish. She doesn't have to have her DB's record back now, but there's not a lot of things that she'll take back. She wants to see you again. She wants to see you again. Slowly twisting.
Okay, so that was Twisting, which was one of the last
songs that they played in their main set. I think they followed that with Dr. Worm, which was another highlight. And then they went off. They probably played for about, I don't know, an hour and a half or something at that stage. And what struck you at that point was that the crowd got very excited about bringing them back on again.
Yes, it's over the usual applause, cheering, etc. when you want an encore.
Yeah.
And they didn't come back on for a while.
Yeah.
So the entire, well, probably most of the audience started singing the They Might Be Giants song.
They Might Be Giants.
That one.
Yeah. And they came on to that, so the whole audience was doing that. And John, one of the Johns.
Flansbrough,
yes. He joined in, so we were going, They Might Be Giants, and he went,
Boing.
Boing. Yeah, that was great. That was really cool. So that was a really nice way to come back on. Before we start talking about what they played in the encore, I just wanted to take us back to the main set. And there was one bit where they sort of improvised a telephone call. And I can't remember exactly where it came in first time. But there was John Flansbrough went to the back of the stage and made a phone call, which was obviously received by the other John Lindell at the front. And he was the ghost of the Academy past. And I can't really remember what he was talking about. What I do remember is that he had to bring this feature back again because a fire alarm went off during the gig at one point, during a slow song, naturally, and they had to kind of cover it a bit with another phone call from the ghost of the Academy past to point out that was a fire alarm just to make sure that everybody was awake. Well, I don't know. Well, I can't remember what he said actually, but it was quite funny at the time.
Yeah.
So that was good. Anyway, the encore, we got, I think, six, possibly seven. So let's say six songs in the encore. I'm not sure if it was the first one they played, but they definitely played Alphabet of Nations, which is one of our favourites. One of your earliest favourites, I'd say.
Yes. Probably the first song that I've ever had in my head, if I remember. It's one that I listened to on their ABCs,
that's
kids
right,
album,
yeah.
Which I listened to a lot.
Yeah,
and so I know it by heart.
You did, yes. Yeah, so you were quite proud of yourself, weren't you? Because you could recite the whole A to Z of countries, if we accept West Xylophone. And what did they do live that was a bit surprising for us?
Yeah, I would have thought that I could predict every single word in that song because it is just a list of countries that I know by heart.
Mm.
But they added a bit on the end. Wait, was it in the middle or on the end?
It was towards the end, wasn't it? And they added other ABC possibilities.
Yeah. Afghanistan.
Yeah.
Whatever they said.
Burundi, I don't know what it was. And then, so they did a couple of different versions of ABCs and then they took it all the way up to H, I think. Or possibly G. No, it was G, because it was Guatemala, wasn't it?
Yes.
Which is excellent. I was hoping that they'd do a full A to Z with totally different countries. And maybe they do that sometimes, but they didn't do it last night. But that was great. And then that went into the cover version of the Jonathan Richman song, I Was Dancing in the Lesbian Bar, I think. Then we had Particle Man. Then another early favourite of yours, which was Robot Parade.
Yes, I think that was on their first kids' album, actually. No.
Yes. What I did there.
Yeah, I do see what you did there.
Yeah, so that's right. So and that which included a human theremin.
Yeah.
With the sort of distorted vocals thing.
Is it? Yes. Do they usually do that?
I don't know. But that was a bizarre version of it, and there were lots of things going on.
And audience participation.
Yeah, what was the audience participation in that? That's right.
Yes,
that's right. So we had to go from very low down, so that we were split into genders in the audience, and the men had to get the lowest bass notes and then bring it all the way up, and then the women took it really high, and there was lots of screaming.
Yes, there was.
That was great. That was really cool. And then at that point, I think they may have gone off again. Was it then that they asked us to take photographs, or perhaps that was a bit earlier?
I think that was possibly a bit earlier.
I thought that was really cool, but it has caused me a few problems today.
I can imagine.
Because what they asked us to do was, they were saying they were kind of sick of getting people sending them photographs of them really enjoying the show. And so what they asked us to do was to take the pictures of people around us looking really miserable, and to tweet it and saying, we're at a They Might Be Giants show and it's a bit shit. Or words along those lines. And even better would be to then tag in other bands who you would be you prefer to be seeing than They Might Be Giants. So we were quite keen on this. Well, I was particularly keen on it. So I did that. I tweeted this morning saying that here's us looking really grim at a They Might Be Giants show, and we want to. I would rather have been seeing Blur or Depeche Mode, neither of whom I really like. Posted that thinking that's exactly what we've been asked to do. I'm following orders. And quite a few people have contacted me to say, oh, was it a really terrible gig? And I didn't know you like Blur. So I've had to do quite a lot of explaining. But that was quite a cool thing to do, I think. So yeah, the bit more audience participation. Anyway, at this point, I think they must have been playing for virtually 2 hours. And I have to self-aggrandise myself here. I don't suppose you can do anything else than self-aggrandise yourself, but anyway. I said to Chorizo, they'll be back. They'll be back because they haven't played Istanbul. And he said, they haven't played Birdhouse in Your Soul either. And I said, they'll come back and they'll play them both. And that's exactly what they did. So they came back and played Birdhouse in Your Soul, which was fantastic. The whole place was singing along to that, weren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. It is... What possibly their most successful song?
Yeah, I think so. Certainly the West, well known in the UK, even now, and that was great. And then followed it with their cover version of Istanbul, Not Constantinople, which, as you pointed out, is all about timing. That was a great finish, great finale. And you've come away from that gig with your ears ringing. Are they still ringing?
No, they're fine now.
Oh, that's good. And two new T-shirts, including a very fine tour T-shirt.
Yes, I'm currently wearing.
Yeah.
Funnily enough.
And unusual tour T-shirt in that it doesn't tell us the tour that they're currently on, but a tour that they're going to be on in what year?
2040, I think.
Oh, yeah. And where are they playing? Can you remember any of the places they're going to play?
Bacteria Dome on Mars.
All right.
London.
Yes.
In Sweden.
London in Sweden, okay.
Yes. Mm. Yes. And on the Sun.
Excellent. So we can look forward to that. Perhaps they'll be back in Europe or even Manchester or even Liverpool before then. But if not, we've got the dates in 2040 sorted. We know where to go and see them. We will go and see them again because they were tremendous, weren't
on
they?
On the Sun, hopefully.
Well, yeah. It wasn't quite as hot as that. But brilliant live band. Highly recommended to everybody. Go and see They Might Be Giants if you get the chance. If you've got somebody in the fan club who'll take you along, even better. Now, we're going to finish off tonight with a song that's been requested, I suppose, by our errant wizard, Chorizo Garbanzo. He wants to hear us finish with the song, can you remember what it
Turn
is?
Turn Around.
Turn Around.
Which was played in the gig.
It was. So, shall we turn around and leave the pod with the sounds of Turn Around by They Might Be Giants in our ears? Bye!
Bye.
I was working all night in my office when a man I had recently killed called me up from a phone near my building. So I looked out the window at him. He had the same obsequious manner that was the reason I had him killed. So to calm my nerves, I sang this song to him over the phone. Turn around. It can be found. Turn around, turn around. It's a human skull on the ground. Human skull on the ground. Turn around. I was out by myself in the graveyard. I was doing an interpretive dance when I felt something heavy and pointed strike me in the back of my neck. And then the ghost of my dance instructor pushed me down into an open grave. And as dirt rained down, she played a xylophone and sang me this song. Turn around, turn around. There's a thing there that can be found. Turn around, turn around. It's a human skull on the fast-moving passenger train, acting in an irresponsible fashion.
onto the engineer who's back at the turn, and who we thought would find us highly amused.